We're doing Sefer Masiyot by Rav Nissim Gaon. We're up to page Nun Dalit. So he says, my students asked me, why is it that the earlier generations of Hasidim, the earlier generations of the pious, were called by their personal names, and the later generations that were not on that same level of piety, they were given titles. One was called Rabban, one was called Rebbe, one was called Rav. Why is one called Rav, and the next one's called Rebbe, and the third one's called Rabban? So our sages broke it down as follows. Mar, so to speak, master, is one level of greatness among rabbis. Greater than that is Rebbe. Greater than Rebbe is Rabban. And greater than Rabban is when a person is known by his name alone. The early generation of great sages such as Shimon HaTzadik, Antigonos, Antigone of the city of Socho, Shmaya, Avtalion, Hillel, Shammai, and others, they were called by their name. That's even greater than Rabban. So when we look at the sages of the Mishnah, that's how we break it down. If they say Hillel and everyone knows you're talking about Hillel the sage, that's the greatest praise, right? If you have to say Rabbi Hillel so and so, okay, that's he's big, but he's not as big as someone who's just known as Hillel. But the prophets, such as Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi, and even Moshe Rabbeinu, the light of Israel, they were called by their names. They weren't called Rebbe or Rabban. So why do we call Moshe Moshe Rabbeinu, right? We speak about Moshe as our Rebbe because we're taking pride that he's our Rebbe. We're saying, Moshe, my Rebbe. We're not honoring him in calling him Moshe Rabbeinu, we're honoring ourselves. Because if okay, I don't know how to, what he means with the next sentence, so we'll skip it. And the rabbis that were called Rabban and Rebbe, so we called Rabban and Rebbe to those who were Nisi'im, who were the princes. They were the offsprings going back from David, and the lineage goes through David till Hillel and then continues from Hillel. Now Hillel came from David HaMelech from his mother, not from his father. So the Nisi'im were called Rabban. They were the heads, they were the princes, they were the Rosh Galuta, like Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rebbe is the sages. The Gemara says if they got smicha, so they got the name of Rebbe.
Smicha.
Smicha when they were given rabbinic ordination. So in Israel, the rabbis who got smicha were called Rebbe. And the rabbis in Bavel were called Rav. That's how you can discern. If he's called Rebbe or Rav, Rebbe is in Israel and Rav is in Bavel. And the heads of the Golos, when we were in Babylon, so we had a leader, like the Nasi in Israel, you had a Resh Galusa in Bavel. Now the Resh Galusa wasn't always knowledgeable. Sometimes they were and sometimes they weren't. They weren't always pious. They had a political position. So they got the name Ravna, the big one. And they also, they had a lineage going through their father all the way back to King David. Who's called Mar, like Master? Mar Ukva, Mar Yochanan, Mar Zutra. That's some of the rabbis in Babylon. When we encounter Rabba, his name was Abba. He was called Rabba instead of Rebbe Abba. To make it shorter, Rabba is Rebbe Abba. Abaye, his name was Abba, and his name was Nachmani. So Rav Shriya Gaon explained that he was Rabba Bar Nachmani's nephew, and he learned by him. And Rabbi Bar Nachmani didn't want to call his nephew by his father's name. Rabbi's father's name was Nachmani and his nephew's name was Nachmani. So he didn't want to call his nephew by his father's name. So he used to call him Abaye, like my father. And people also adopted that nickname Abaye. So that's like a breakdown of the names, says Rav Nisim Gaon. And now we'll go back to tell us a story, which we'll split to another recording.